The Cliff is the kind of place Jennifer Hart would have loved to photograph her kids. Located 200 miles north of San Francisco, it has a green-edged bluff right off of California's Highway 1, with a gravel path leading to a dramatic 100-foot drop into the Pacific. On other trips, Jen and her wife, Sarah, might have pulled to the side of the road and had their brood line up as they often did. Backs to the camera, hands raised in peace signs, a Technicolor sunset framing their silhouettes. But this trip wouldn't be like the others the Hart tribe took to places like Bliss, Idaho, or Zion National Park in Utah.
Investigators have been desperate to figure out how that family flew off that cliff in California and whether it was on purpose.
Early the morning of March 26th, rescue workers rappelled down the cliff where they lifted the dead bodies of three children.
I'm to the point where I no longer am calling this an accident. I'm calling it a crime.
Together, we've been looking into this story for the past 6 months, and what has emerged is one of the most complex and compelling stories of abuse, neglect, privilege, and confusion in the digital age we've ever encountered.
Who are these women, and how did they come to adopt six children, two sets of three black siblings?
They were one of my early role models for what, like, a non-traditional family could look like.
Over the course of this cross-country journey that leads us from South Dakota to Minnesota, to Oregon, Washington, and ultimately a cliff in California, you'll also meet a variety of people who knew the Harts, or thought they did.
There's no part of me and all of my looking back at my observations of them that's capable of seeing that it was just a charade.
And you'll get an exclusive look into a case that left six people dead, two missing, and a nation puzzled over the perfect family they never knew.
Because we would look at her Facebook posts and be like, God, she even posts perfect on Facebook. We looked up to her like, wow, she's the best parent in the world. We're horrible. We learned now that there was some abuse charges in Minnesota. They're fleeing to Oregon.
In public and on Facebook, they looked like the perfect family. Fun-loving, joyful, and wacky in the best way.
I mean, when I say that Jen was good, she was good. And there was no red flags.
But as we've learned, sometimes perfect is the perfect cover-up.
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, there's some kids that I feel is being highly abused. A little girl jumped out of the second-story window on the roof and then down onto the ground and ran to my daughter, and this is like 2 a.m, begging them to help her.
And she was just frantic and begging, you know, that take me to Seattle, don't make me go back there, they're racist, they're abusive. You're trying to figure out what's really going on here.
She was eating out of the garbage.
That should kind of like be a clue right then and there that this is a person you don't think can operate in the child's best interest.
I remember vaguely hearing that they dropped the foster daughter off and like just abandoned her.
Absolutely, I think race is playing a part. You know, when people are sitting in the audience thinking that, okay, well, why did the judge just rule that way?
Like, something's not right about this.
But since she's told me about it, I just can't live with it. I'm very concerned for these kids.
It feels like he's trying to kiss me.
Oh, maybe he loves you.
From Glamour and How Stuff Works, this is Broken Hearts.